This episode is sponsored by the On with Origins podcast. Learn how crediting experts conquer today's toughest challenges while driving measurable results. Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show. On the show today, we have Desert Financial Credit Union's very own Jeremy Nelson. He is here talking about Desert Financial's super cool, super fun Super Bowl commercial that was kind of a Lord of the Rings-ish theme to it. It was very creative and very well done, and it held up really nicely compared to all the other national ones that they paid millions for. But Desert Financial is very smart in their spending and their messaging as well. So yeah, really good stuff here from Jeremy, and we'll have some clips of the commercial within the production as well, so check it out. Welcome to our show, and on today's program we have Mr. Jeremy Nelson from Desert Financial Credit Union. How are you, Jeremy? Good to see you again.
Yeah, I'm good. How are you doing, Michael? It's great to be here.
I'm doing great. Better now that you're here, and we were talking before the recording. I'm really loving your background. That looks really, really cool.
Thanks. Yeah, it's a great background our marketing team put together, and it's an even amazing place to visit if you have a chance to get out there. Yeah. I'm in Union Valley, so
been there, done that. It's gorgeous there for sure. Yeah, and like you said, the sunsets and the sunrises, you got to be there for those too, because that's where the true colors come out. But anyway, let's talk about something else really cool. Your Super Bowl ad. I know the Super Bowl was a month ago or so. It seems like it was just yesterday, but you guys had a Super Bowl commercial that was extremely entertaining, got the message across. So, and I'm always excited because you guys were so creative, because I remember when you guys changed your name from Desert Schools to Desert Financial, and you got Alice Cooper to come in and sing Schools Out Forever. And
right.
It was
yeah.
So much fun what you guys did there. And Alice Cooper was such a great sport for doing that for you guys. And so, you know, having said that, you guys did another great commercial for the Super Bowl this time. So tell us a little bit about the Super Bowl commercial and what it was all about and how it came about as well. And we'll show some clips of it as you're talking too. So fire away, sir.
Sure. Yeah. No, you know, we were really excited this year because the Super Bowl was in Phoenix, Arizona. And so we felt like, well, this is a great opportunity. There's going to be a lot of hype, a lot of excitement, a lot of energy around the Super Bowl. And we're not going through a name change like we were the last time, but we thought this is a great opportunity just to get our message and our brand in front of a very engaged and excited audience. And so with the Super Bowl being in Phoenix, Arizona, we felt like this was a great opportunity for us to take advantage of that and look for some opportunities to create kind of a new, unique and engaging campaign to kind of support, you know, some of the things that we felt were unique in our area as far as the service that we provide to our members. And so, you know, as we were kind of brainstorming the ideas, you know, the kind of challenge was sent out, well, it has to be Super Bowl worthy. You know, we, you know, understand that, you know, we're a local credit union and we're in the local package, but we are kind of going up against some national brands and, mm-hmm. you know, some really, you know, high production value spots and, you know, wanted to try to compete as best we could in that same field. So as we kind of scoped out some ideas, we felt like, you know, the high fantasy trope right now is pretty popular. There's a lot of interest with it with, you know, books and video games and a lot of TV series and movies kind of around that. So we felt like, you know, maybe there's an angle we can play on here where, you know, the story of our commercial is kind of this idea of, you know, these heroes, there's a barbarian and an elf and a ranger that are fighting these kind of orc-like creatures. Mm-hmm, and, mm-hmm. You know, as they're in battle, they kind of realize that one of their cohorts, the wizard, is absent. And they're kind of trying to figure out, why is the wizard not here? And then it's kind of revealed that the Desert Financial Service rep shows up to take the place of the wizard, kind of with the idea around this story that, you know, the service is so great, you know, that we can take some of the things off of your daily tasks, you know. And, you know, obviously this is a very exaggerated piece of, you know, that our service rep comes in and fights the battle for the wizard and the wizard's able to take a spot in. So that's kind of the idea behind the spot and just really trying to create something that was unique and different, you know, that you hadn't seen from credit unions in this market that would really help us stand out and kind of be a unique selling point for our brand.
Yeah, it was kind of a Lord of the Rings-ish type of theme that you guys had going there. So it was very entertaining. And I have to say, my favorite character was the lady shooting the bows and arrows. And so but after a while she stopped shooting the arrows and started hitting the orgs with her bow. I'm like, now that's the one for me right there.
Right. Yep. Yeah. I mean, it was a really fun shoot.
It was hilarious. It was really funny.
On set to help, you know, coordinate, you know, some of the flips and, you know, the different battle scenes and stuff like that. So that was really fun.
There was actually some stunts in there too, as well. So, and the ending of the commercial was great too, but I won't give it away. I'll have you guys have everyone watch it. And we'll, again, we'll have a link to it and some cutaways to it. So, so how well was it received by your audience? Were you able to tell that? Were you able to kind of track thoughts and feedback and stuff like that from it? Cause I mean,
yeah,
I mean, it was
wonderful. We did get some anecdotal feedback. So one of the things that we did is we kind of had like a Super Bowl spot screening party for all of our employees here at Desert Financial and kind of set up like a red carpet and had people come in and show them the spot and kind of get their feedback, you know, and we were obviously monitoring social media to see what comments we were getting there. And then just anecdotally asking people, you know, when you were watching the Super Bowl, what was the reaction? And overall, the reaction was very positive. Mm-hmm. We did get a few comments from people in the industry and even people that were, you know, on set, you know, actors and, you know, talent coordinators who saw the spot and just, you know, spoke very highly of it. Good. So it did really well as far as just anecdotal feedback. But then, of course, we wanted to measure results. And so, you know, a part of the commercial, we did throw on a QR code with a call to action to have people go to a landing page we had set up. And we asked, you know, there was an opportunity there to see a longer version of the commercial on the landing page. And then also to kind of explore our products and services and even a call to action to join the credit union through that page. And so we've been monitoring the traffic on that for the last month, and we've seen about a 20-25% increase in web traffic since that spot aired. And we're seeing an increase about 20% in new online account openings as well since that spot.
Oh, right on. Well, then that was worth it then for sure.
Yeah. So it's working well so far. It's doing really well.
it's still working for sure. So was this locally shown or was it regional or what was the audience you guys were trying to reach on this?
So we're just in the state of Arizona. So it was just a local package that ran throughout the state of Arizona. So, you know, I think when you think of Super Bowl and, you know, you just kind of hear, you know, the millions of dollars, you know, companies spend for 30 seconds, and we didn't spend millions of dollars. We spent a local package, which was much more affordable and obviously hit our target market.
Well, that's what you want for sure.
Yeah,
no doubt. Yeah. That's the smart way to do it for sure. So, any advice for other credit unions doing something like this in the future? I can't remember where the Super Bowl is next year, but maybe a credit union in that local market may want to do the same thing and give you guys a call and say, hey, how did you guys get that done so well?
Yeah. So I think the Super Bowl is in Las Vegas next year.
Oh, it's in Las Vegas. Oh, joy. I don't think they need any help in promotions.
But, you know, in my previous credit unions I've worked with, I've had the opportunity to do some Super Bowl ads too. And I think looking, you know, when you look at just getting reach and getting awareness out there, there's few things that compare to the Super Bowl, right? You're just going to hit, you know, a very large reach of your audience. Yep. And it's the one event on TV where people don't skip the commercials.
Oh, you're right about that.
Mm-hmm. So you're guaranteed to get really good results. And I think this year when we ran our commercial, it overperformed. We got about 35% more impressions than we had paid for. So that was, you know, equal to like 500,000 more impressions. Well done. So we got a really good value on our buy. And I think if you're looking at, you know, a Super Bowl spot, which is just a great way to get your message out, if you have a great story to tell and a great message to share, working with your local media companies to see what that pricing looks like. And I think there's lots of room for negotiation. I think a lot of times people just see the big dollar signs, the national brand spend, and they just kind of think it's out of reach, but it's probably a lot more affordable than you might think. And just having those relationships and working with media partners to negotiate and get a package that works, you know, for you, I think is a great opportunity to get your message out to a lot of people.
Well, and you guys have this reputation for being super creative in these areas. You guys have a number of other campaigns that go out, not just for the Super Bowl and the name change with Alice Cooper, but you guys have had a long history of very creative ad campaigns, whether it's a commercial or social media stuff. So you guys got this locked down. So it's really fun to see what you guys come up with. And again, this one was, it compared very nicely, very well with all the other national ones, because there were some duds. that somebody paid $7 million for, and you went, that? So, but yeah, yours held up really, really well against all the others. So, and yeah, so congrats on you guys for doing something like this. So next time the Super Bowl is back in Phoenix, are you guys going to do this again?
Yeah, you know, I think we'll look at that for sure. We may even look at it for next year as well. We'll kind of just keep an eye on it.
Oh, good idea.
See what our goals are and what the opportunities look like. So, you know, like I said, it's always just a great opportunity to get in front of people. So.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, because Las Vegas is just a hop, skip, and a jump from Phoenix.
Yeah,
it's not
yeah,
too far.
Yeah.
So you're still kind of in that area, right?
Right, exactly. Yeah.
No doubt. Oh my gosh, Jeremy, this is so much fun. I love talking about this type of stuff. And then seeing how creative credit unions can get. So, and it's just a lot of fun to see this and the results to boot. So yeah, so anything else to add to wrap up, sir?
Yeah, I think I'll just add also, you know, this was kind of the a launch of a larger campaign that we built together. So it was more than just a Super Bowl spot. That was kind of the catalyst that launched it. But it was a way for us to introduce the kind of this idea of happy banking, which is kind of the tagline for our Super Bowl commercial. And and that idea came from just some survey that we've been looking at through, you know, every year we survey our members and prospective members to ask them things that are important to them and how we're doing it as an organization. And, you know, as we were reviewing the data from the last few years, the one thing that kept standing out was our high marks on service and how important that was to our members. Yeah. And so we felt like this is a great opportunity for us to lean into something that we're really good at and something that our members feel is really important, which is kind of this service side of banking and how we can create kind of this happy banking relationship. So this was a fun and exciting and kind of unique way to kind of launch this idea of happy banking. And we'll continue to kind of develop that campaign. But we did support it, not just with the Super Bowl ad, but we had billboards around town with the different characters.
Okay.
We had a lot of display ads. We had, you know, YouTube videos and social media ads. And we are also put, you know, big stand-up wizards in our branches, which were great conversation starters where people could ask, you know, why is there a wizard in your lobby? And, you know, then our service reps could talk about our campaign and just kind
right
of
on.
Explain a little bit about what our service is and how we take care of our members. So
right on. Yeah, you guys are smart. You get it. Yeah, you did it right. All the complimentary, all the peripheral efforts as well. So good stuff. And I'm glad to hear that you're going to continue on with some more kind of relatable spots as well. So yeah, good stuff here. All right, Jeremy. Well, I'm going to let you get back to the drawing board to do some more creative stuff for Desert Financial and its members. So I'm really excited to see what's next for you guys.
All right. Thanks, good. Thanks, Michael. Appreciate it.
Anytime. A quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible. This episode is sponsored by the On with Origins podcast. Learn how credit union experts conquer today's toughest challenges while driving measurable results.